All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? Listen, as always, thanks for liking, subscribing and sharing and coming on back. I do appreciate it. Check out the podcast wherever you get them available. On YouTube, the light is flashing. I don't know if it's going to hold off this episode. Wouldn't you get a new light, Mick? Because it's been a fucking busy week, lads. All right, it's been a busy week and I haven't had a minute to run out and get new. And there it goes. There it goes. I thought it was going to last. It's been going for 10 minutes, but now it's gone. It's been a busy week. All right? I do shit. I'm a busy man dealing with shit. Also, so check out the podcast. Listen to Spotify, Podbean, all of them. iTunes. Apple, for some reason, didn't put up my last episode. And I think it's because a friend of mine works in the tech stuff. They go, well, they're... Maybe it's the content that I put up. Like I said, I've kind of been shadow banned based on the topics I've chosen to speak about. And we know we can't say what's on your mind. But again, it's the world you live in, right? It's the world you live in. But we'll get into that in a second. Come see me live, everybody. Oh, by the way, people in Albany, I'm supposed to be up there this Thursday. I had to cancel. I'm sorry. It is out of my hands. The All-Irish Comedy Show will not be going up there. So I do apologize. We do have to pull the plug on that. But nevertheless, Maguire's 26th on Long Island. I will be there with the All-Irish Comedy Show. 27th up in East Durham for the Irish Festival. June 8th, I will be at Syracuse. Me headlining the Funny Bone up there. July 7th, I'm at Theatre 3 back on Long Island. And on July 22nd, I am in Arizona at the Nile Theatre for two shows, one night only, two shows. So my apologies again to Albany. I will make it up to you. I will come back again. But it's been out of my hands. It's not my decision to get the show cancelled. But it's something that has to be done. So I do apologize for those of you who got tickets. We will get you refunded and we'll be back up there again soon. So yeah, that's the thing, man, right? What I'm saying, so I just mentioned earlier that, you know, one platform has kind of just didn't air my last episode, and, you know, you can be shadow banned on this thing based on the stuff you're talking about. And I just try to find jokes and stuff, but I guess some of the things that I've been talking about is because, I don't know, they're just taking them down, they're not airing them, they're not showing them, which is fine. I don't really mind them when you're here to rant and rave. I don't make my money from podcasting. I just have fun doing it. But a bunch of people reach out to me and go, hey, you should talk about this on your show. I'm not political, lads. Like, I don't like when politics come up, but, you know, here's the thing, like, people think I'm a right winger. I'm not anything. If I see something that's bullshit on either side, I'll just mention it. I'll talk about it. I'll go into detail on it. But it just happens to be that one side is kind of fucking up a little bit more than the other. That's all. That's all it is. So I, for those of you, you should talk about this on your show. I ain't like a right, crazy right winger. All right. So, but here, you know, I'm very anti-media, as we know, because it does turn us against us. And I'll get into some topics that my friend wanted me to talk about, which I kind of said I wouldn't, but I probably end up might doing on this episode. So, I was on Facebook the other day, and this is how the media works, right? It's not about me talking about, oh, it's not Fox, CNN. So like, I'm on Facebook on my fan page, and Mick Thomas Comedy, follow me on all the platforms, Mick Thomas Comedy. And I'm scrolling through, and I come across this thing, because it sends me these links now, that, and it could be a company called, a page called BuzzFeed, or you know, Internet Facts, or people just create these little pages, right? And then what happens is they print an article, and the article will be considered as actual news and actual representation of what's going on in the world, and it ain't, right? And then they all run with it, like, and then they get off the platform and they tag their friends, and then they'll go into work. Did you see what they're doing now? See what they're complaining about now? And they're not really complaining about it. It's one person's, like, an example, right? There's a woman on TikTok, and her video went viral. Just one fucking idiot who lives in her home, in her mother's house. Not popular, not a famous TikToker. I don't even know her name. I'm not going to research her, but I saw the clip. And the clip is Disney's representation of people with big noses is not fair. Like, they don't represent big-nosed people. That's what they're saying. So they're saying all the princesses, all the females in Disney have tiny noses. And she goes on, you know, like I talked last week about that fat bird who wanted all the free seats. You're a nobody. Like, you're a nobody, right? You don't matter. Like, you do matter in your own world. You matter through, you know, your family and your friends. I'm sure you matter as a human being. I believe I'm not. I'm just having a dick. That was a Freudian slip. Ooh, kinky. Having a dick in my arse right now. Of course, you matter as a human, as a person. Everyone matters to somebody. But you don't matter in relation to how you're going to shift the change of the country, countries. You're just a fucking idiot who got one of these things and you point it at yourself and off you go. You're off to the races. So she was upset that Disney have small, the females have small noses, and where's the representation of females with big noses? What do you want? You know, all right, let's start there, right? Let's say we do. They said, who did I use as an example on the clickbait thing? Was the woman from Snow White. Was she a witch? Yeah, she was. The Wicked Witch, right? She was the Snow White villain. She's the representation for big nose. It's a big, long hook nose with a wart on it. And she's just complaining that there's no representation for big nose women. And she has a bit of a honker on her, I'll be honest with you. Like, when you watch her do the video, she looks like Squidward. You know what I mean? Remember Squidward? Like, when you're just, bang, bang, and it's just Gonzo. I would say Gonzo. She's a big honker. But that's like saying girls with big tits. How come they don't have a viral video saying we need more princesses with bigger tits? Because they don't. They all have like small tits, right? I'm not complaining, by the way. I don't think my animation should have tits, right? I don't. Some people are into that. Whatever, fill your boots. But I don't happen to be into cartoons. Although when I was a kid, I did like April O'Neil from the Turtles. She had a nice rack. Jessica Rabbit, of course, right? Jessica Rabbit, without a doubt. Who else? Teela from He-Man. I used to like her. And weirdly, Chitara from Thundercats. So I was attracted to cartoons back in the day. But when I discovered real women, I was like, fuck that. Real tits are nice. Don't care about the size of them. Not a tit man. Don't care about the size of them. But I don't look at a Disney cartoon. I don't sit there right now and you know, look at Frozen. You know, I don't know why I'm watching it by myself, right? I don't text my friends or anything and go, hey man, do you think Elsa would be hotter if she had bigger tits? Do you know what I mean? I don't do that. I don't care. I don't watch The Simpsons and go, well, that's not fair. They've only got four fingers. I've got five. I feel left out. How come The Simpsons doesn't have five fingers? The real fact that it's like animators find it very hard to draw five fingers. And if you knew that, it's an animation thing. But that's the new complaint now. And that's where we are. So they take these things and they fucking run with it. You know what I mean? Like, it's out of control. But this is the problem. So they take these one person's opinion and they assume that one person is speaking for everybody. So you have Gonzo from The Muppets complaining that there's not enough big noses in Disney. So what, right? So then they run with that. That goes viral. And then what do they do? The fucking idiots at Disney just sit down and go, you know what? They're absolutely right. We don't have girl. Then where does it stop? Where does it stop? Right? I think, who do you call it? We shouldn't have big tits, though. Was Lani from Moana. She was curvy. Not Moana. What's wrong with you? Lilo and Stitch. Lilo and Stitch. The sister from Lilo and Stitch. I think it's Lani, the older sister. She had a big arse, big thighs, right? I don't think she had big breasts. You know what I mean? Like, where do we stop? You know, when we start going after animation now. We're going after animation. Like, we're not happy. Like, what was the other one? Remember the show Little Bill by the great Bill Cosby? I say great Bill Cosby because he was a great comedian. And, I mean, to be honest with you, he was a great rapist too. Like, his numbers are up there, right? If you were collecting rookie cards, if you had a Bill Cosby rape card, that would too dark, too far. All right, you know what I mean? So he was a heck of a man, I guess. Not a bad human. Bad human, just great at what he does. Is that fair? Is that fair to say? Can you meet me in the middle? Right? He was a great comedian, excellent rapist, just not a good human. Can we do that? We meet in the middle? Okay. So he had a show called Little Bill, and I would watch it. And it was one of the first shows that was, like, my daughter used to watch it when she was small. And there was a lot of, it was a woke show before woke was a thing. Like, right, he included everybody in that group. And it was about, I guess, I don't know if it was him, but I think it was his childhood, Little Bill. And it was about him growing up. No, it wouldn't have been, because it was all different races hanging out. When he was a kid, they would have stayed over there, and they would have stayed over there, right? So there was, like, they had, you had a Little Bill who was black. He had a black cousin. Then you had a Chinese girl. You had a white boy. And a redhead for some reason. You had a redhead like that, like a ginger. Like, that was like an ethnicity or something. Like, that was a different... I mean, maybe he was Jewish. I think he could have been Jewish now that I mention it. Do Jewish people have red hair? Are they known for red hair? I know the Irish are, but... I think that character was Jewish. I'm too lazy to Google it. That makes sense. So you would have had a little Jew in there. And then he had a kid in a wheel... Like, he even had a kid in a wheelchair. So they were woke and inclusive before anybody else was. But, I remember watching the show, and they were, like, running to do something, and the kid in the wheelchair was like, hey, you know. And, like... And I just thought, how are you as an animator? Like, you know, you could cure that kid with an eraser. You could just rub out the chair, draw legs that work. Right? If we care that much about what things look like, just rub out the wheelchair, draw strong legs. You didn't even draw the bicycle gloves, the weightlifting gloves or the bike gloves they use for when they push the chair. Because it wasn't even a motorized chair. It wasn't one of those motorized chairs. It was one of the ones you had to fucking huff along. You know what I mean? Like, if you got in one, remember you would get one in a hospital and you do a wheelie? Yeah, it was one of those ones. And you didn't even draw gloves on the kids' hands. Right? So don't come at us saying that they should be drawn a certain way. But Bill Cosby didn't, like, he could have fixed that. So if we're worried about what animation looks like, do you know what I mean? Where do we stop? Where do we draw the line? So, and again, my complaint isn't about, like, it's just that one fucking idiot, right? So my complaint is, like, what we do is we see something on the media and we take and we run with it and we assume that that one person represents everybody and we go, oh, he's having a, they're all complaining. They're not all complaining. They're not all complaining. Right, it's just like, I'm on TikTok too, right? And I've been getting a lot of racist videos. Now, you're probably thinking, well, Mick, it's the algorithm sends you to what you kind of want to see. It's not true, right? It's not true because, like, I troll people. And because I troll people in racial videos, meaning that they're having a go with somebody. Because Mick Thomas Comedy can't comment on these things, honestly, because then he gets cancelled or people show up at his gigs. You know, no matter what my comment is, I could be pro this or it could be anti that. It doesn't matter. Don't assume it's bad. And you know, then I got to deal with that shit, right? So I have a troll account, an alias where I can just kind of go around and drop an opinion here and there. And it's never hateful. I do make fun of a lot of people, but I'm never hateful towards, you know, other people. I troll. I don't drop hate. That's funny. I drop a few gags and one-liners and whatever, but I don't troll. I mean, I don't drop hate, but the, you know, and it's all the way it is, right? And it's like, and people are like, you go into the comments, the only racism that exists in the country, which is weird, it's black versus white versus black. Well, they can do it, how can't we? Oh, you see, if that was the other way around, the media would be all over. But now it's over here, it's not. Look, let's all admit now as humans, as people, we're all a bit racist, right? Just like it says in Avenue Q. Now, racist might be the wrong word, right? Xenophobic might be the wrong word. Do you remember, it was Avenue Q have the song, Everyone's a Little Bit Racist, right? But do you remember, like... like what racism is if you look at the definition of racism, right? It's and I'm only paraphrasing what it is. It's the discrimination against somebody based on the color of their skin or their ethnicity, right? It's not like there's assumption of there's a lot of hate out there, but everyone makes a I talked to a Chinese friend of mine, and his parents are off the boat Chinese, and they will tell you they're very racist towards Japanese people, and we don't talk about it. We don't see that, right? Indian people, I've Indian friends, and they'll tell you the same thing. Oh, we like there's never a beef on the media. Like the media's never on the news talking about you know what, the Filipinos and the Dutch. You know those cliches, they're back and forth. There's no two races being, I know Dutch or white people, I know that. I'm fucking spitballing here. I'm thinking out loud. Not talk, you know, people say that. I'm just talking out loud. We all talk out loud, you fucking idiot. We think out loud, it's the phrase. But anyway, there's no story in that. There's no story in a fucking Mexican guy, you know, went after a fucking Eskimo. There's no like, oh, did you hear what the Eskimo said about the fucking Mexicans? No, what did it say? We don't, there's no juice in that, right? So we turn each other, everyone's got like my dad, right? My dad, Frank, isn't exactly, and here's the point I'm trying to make. If I'm fucking it up and I just come across like I'm trying to promote something, like some sort of hatred, I ain't. But, like for example, like my dad, right? I remember, like, my dad's dead now, so I can talk shit about him. My family probably won't like this, but my family don't listen to any of the stuff I do anyway. So my dad, like, I would consider, like, some people would consider my dad racist, but he wasn't racist. He's from a generation where he believed. Now, he worked with black people, he worked with Asians, and he had no hate in his heart. He had no hate in his heart, but he had some weird notion of how he brought up. And a lot of people were like him, and there's a lot of people listen to him were like this, and your parents were like this. And if you're listening to this and go, my parents were never, you're fucking lying, you're full of shit. You're full of shit, right? You really are. Let's be honest, you are full of shit. Look yourself in the mirror and go, nope, my parents would never say or think that. So my dad believed that he loved everybody and he was a man of God, but he believed that certain people should just stick to their own. And he would say that to you, like, yeah, you know, you shouldn't date one of those. Again, assume what you're thinking, oh, maybe but it's a black person. He was talking about, right? He's talking about New Zealanders. I remember when I brought my daughter over and he was sitting, my daughter was like, she was tiny at the time and she was sitting on his lap. She was sitting on his lap. And here's what, this is a perfect example of it. And my dad was like, oh, look at you with your lovely blonde hair. You must have a lot of boys chasing after you in school, do you? And she went, well, there's two boys in my class that I like. And my dad was like, oh, who are they? She goes, well, one guy is called Matthew, and he's really good at science. He's black and he's very funny. And my dad went, you know what, sweetheart, you're probably just better off maybe like not. Like, he's probably a good friend, but you don't want him as a boyfriend. But he's probably a good friend. And he goes, well, who's this other guy? Well, the other guy's name is Sean, and he's a really, really fast runner. He's English, and he's good at art. And my dad was like, what was that last part? He goes, yeah, he's from England. And then my dad went, tell me about the black kid again. Right? So it's just the way we, like, again, this is probably going to come off totally wrong what I'm saying. Right? There's no hate. There's no hate in what the man was saying. He was just a fucking, there was a level of ignorance that was cushioned by no hate, if that makes sense. Coded ignorance. That's what it is, I think, is a good way of saying it. But to go out there, to turn on the news, to turn on the media, to go online, right? It's like there's the hatred that's out there doesn't exist. It's not as bad as they're wanting you to believe, because people are people, man. Like, fucking love is love. Right, laughter is laughter, and it's what it is. Right, when you go out into the world and live your life, like, go out and live it. Like, don't go into phone. Don't go into phone and think that's real life. It's not. Go out there and just realize people are fucking people. We're all flawed. We all got our own shit going on. Don't let those fucking bastards turn you against each other, because they don't survive without propaganda. They don't survive without hate. They don't survive without, did you hear what these guys are doing? Tell me what they're doing. Comment, 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 comment. Explosion, 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 right? You put out, you take in what you put out. Don't let those bastards fucking convince you that there's nothing but hate out there. There's not. I go out, I walk around, I go to shows. Not Long Island. Long Island's full of fucking wankers. I'll talk about that another day. But you go to the city, man. You know, go round. Like, yeah, there's a lot of homeless, a lot of fucking lunatics, a lot of people getting attacked and mugged themselves. But in general, travel the country. Go out and see your neighbours. There's more love out there than there is hate. You're just not looking for it because we're stuck in our phones. That's it. Don't buy their fucking tickets. Don't buy their tickets to the hate show. I'm telling you, man, it doesn't exist. Anyway, look, that's all I have to say about that. I can't believe that episode actually flew by. More stuff I wanted to talk about, didn't get to it. We'll get to it next week. Maybe I'll talk about an app that only allows black people. We'll see. Tune in next week. Come see me live wherever I am. I listed at the top of the show where I'm going to be. Also, I'm around New York City all the time. I don't know, I'm fucking Comic Strip, which I love. Comedy Cellar, all their clubs. West Side Comedy Club and Gotham Comedy Club. I'm around the city, lads. Come find me. I'd love to see you. As always, thanks for listening. Thanks for liking, subscribing, and sharing. And as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.